Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today, we are continuing with our internal dive to show all of our listeners underneath the hood of what's going on at Top Advisor Marketing. One of the greatest gifts that we have given ourselves is being an entirely virtual company. And Lisa and I were preparing for the podcast. Lisa Ferguson, who's our director of operations here at Top Advisor Marketing, we were talking about what the podcast name was going to be. And she said, well, Kirk and I came up with, once you've gone virtual, there's no going back. And you know what? Once you do go virtual, you're never going to want to come back, because it ends up becoming part of not just your work, but your lifestyle. And Lisa, we have 11 team members across 3 countries and 2 continents. Well, first off, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Now, we're going to dive into all of this, everybody. We're going to dive into how we manage, how we hire, how we fire, how we keep track of all of stuff. And Lisa, really, as the director of operations, is the one who's the hub for all of this. But Lisa, we hired you. We really do feel like you were a huge gift given to us. Why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about what you've done professionally and how long you've been with us?
Okay, so I worked in the personal lines insurance industry for 22 years. I worked in everything from customer service to training to risk management. And I traveled the country to do many training sessions, met a lot of great people along the way. And I left that industry and I started with Top Advisor Marketing in 2017, about May. Mm-hmm. And it's been great ever since. You know, we work virtually, we connect every day, and, you know, I help everyone along the way. So
let's talk about how we connect every day. You know, let's talk about some of the systems that we use in order to track this stuff. And then I want to go back into the benefits, the key points of why we made this decision as an organization and why we really stick to our guns.
Well, a lot of the resources that we use every day are, you know, Skype. We use project management systems. We use Asana. We use Evenhour to track our hours. We use Hatchbook. We use Google Office Suite, which is a tool that everyone in the company can access. We can see each other live update documents. We share documents that way. So it's an easy tool that everyone can access and everyone can use. We also use MindMeister, which is a great tool for mapping things out and sharing processes and building workflows within the office. There's Slack. And of course, if you don't have internet and a computer, it's hard to work virtually. Mm-hmm. So obviously, everyone has great internet service and computers to work on.
What are the big picture benefits of this? Not just from a professional standpoint, but let's talk about personal, too.
So a lot of the benefits of working from a virtual office is, you know, the cost of doing business. When you have employees that are virtual, the company itself is more profitable. Therefore, we can charge less to our clients and our customers. There's less overhead cost. And because of those lower overhead costs, we can share that with our clients. Mm-hmm. We also have the cost of doing business, no brick and mortar. Yeah. People are working from home. You know, they're in their own space. So that alone gives people a little bit more sense. You know, they're not traveling, they're not commuting into work, you know, they're not spending money on lunches and going out to lunch. They can just walk out into their garden, pick up, you know, salad. Mm-hmm. Kirk tells me about his salads every day. He gets to walk out into his backyard, yeah, pick up what he wants for lunch, bring it into the house, clean it up, put it together, and there he goes. Mm-hmm. So virtually free lunch is there. And, you know, it's a better environment for people. They get to work in the comfort of their home. You know, and the biggest benefit of all, it's, you know, reduced carbon footprints.
Yeah. And I'm really, really happy about the fact that our environmental impact is much, much less, especially since we, you know, cover such a huge swath of all the way from Omaha, you know, to eastern Toronto and then all the way over to the Philippines. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I know the answer to these questions just because we obviously made this conscious choice. But one of the objections that I'm hearing already in my mind, and I have heard from advisors, in fact, I was just working with an office a little while ago who have a virtual employee. She's the one who sets all the appointments on the advisor's calendar. She handles all the client phone calls, but she is probably 200-300 miles away from the office. And they have a really hard time feeling like she's always working. So how do you, as the operations manager, the director of operations here, how do you track that? How do you know people are working? And is that something that you feel we have to manage more strongly than if it was somebody who, you know, we could just look over and see that they were clicking away on their keyboard?
Well, I think it's trust. You know, you have to trust the people you hire to do a great job. And when you feel that way, maybe it's just a touch point. You know, you have to reach out, have a quick 5-minute chat or, you know, a quick face to face, see what they're doing. You know, have a conversation, make sure that you feel comfortable with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The other things we find is, you know, I tend to be the hub of the organization. So I kind of know what people are doing every day. People are reaching out to me. I'm reaching out to them. There's pretty much, I think I talk to every single employee in the company every day at some point. So that part. We also have a tool called Asana and EvenHour, which help monitor and track assignments and how long things are taking. But I truly believe that, you know, if someone feels that, you know, that person's not in the office, you don't know what they're doing, it's about being connected to that person. And, you know, they need to trust you. You need to trust them that they're doing the work needed. You have tools in place, you know, by Asana or EvenHour or whatever tool it might be. And, you know, you can see that there's some productivity coming. There's documents coming in. Those tasks are being completed. But I truly believe it's more about communicating with each other and feeling comfortable and feeling like they're part of a team. Mm-hmm. You know, we often say within the office that we're all in one office. We're just spread out. Mm-hmm. And it's like we have cubicle talks, you know, and talks within the office. The only thing is we can't stand up and truly see each other. We know each other sitting at their desks. Mm-hmm. We know we're working. We have our conversation, whether it's typing or face-to-face through Skype. But the only difference is we're not standing up and seeing each other every single day.
But we do actually see each other almost every day because we use Skype, right? You know, and that was one of the things that I implemented when I came in was the cameras needed to be on. And it wasn't because I was trying to, again, micromanage. It's I like looking at you. I like talking to you. I like seeing your facial expressions. You know, I like it when Chunk walks in and walks across the keyboard and, you know, says hi to me. I love that stuff. You know, my dogs come in and they say hi to you guys. And I feel like we're even more of a family, even though we have thousands of miles between us, more than a lot of the companies that I've worked with. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, we bring each other into our houses, right? So, you know, when you're on camera and I get to see into the house and I get to see the dogs and, you know, I chat with the dogs.
That's right.
You know, just like I was there, except, you know, I don't get to give them a little scratch in the ear. Mm-hmm. You know, or when a, you know, new coworker gets a, you know, Kaylee got a new kitten. Mm-hmm. Well, Chester gets to be front and center. We get to see Chester and, you know, we get to know Chester and that it's great. I love that stuff about it, you know, and everyone can see my messy office if it's messy that day. And, you know, it is what it is. There's lots going on and, you know, everyone gets to see it.
Let's talk about dress code. I'm sure that there are people out there saying, you know, well, everybody's just going to show up, you know, in their pajamas. What have we implemented here? Or what do you do and how do we manage that?
Well, I still get up like I'm going into the office every day, whether or not I'm, you know, getting in the car and traveling an hour into the city to work, or I'm getting ready, walking up a few flights of stairs and, you know, stepping over a cat. I'm still coming to work every day. So I still get up, I get ready, I get dressed appropriately for a work environment. You know, maybe I can wear jeans today, but I don't wear sweatpants to work. I don't, you know, I still get dressed professionally because I am going to be seen by clients. Mm-hmm. You know, we go online with our clients. We have face-to-face, you know, and we have some great clients out there who are incredibly professional, you know, lovely women that we work with. Mm-hmm. And there's one client in particular, every single time I know I'm going to have a conference call with her, I get myself dolled up. Mm-hmm. I love getting on the phone with her and mm-hmm. just being professional. And it feels like we're right in the same office.
Right. I love that too. We have not had any dress code issues. I mean, and I love that. And you just said that very, very clearly. We go to work. It's just our commute's less, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great an Anchorman when he stands up and he's wearing shorts. You know, there are times where I'm wearing shorts, but then there's also times where I know that I'm not going to wear shorts because I could very well, you know, have a stand-up meeting, for lack of a better description, with somebody, and I want to be uber professional, just like you were talking about. It's no different, everybody, than when you know that you have no client meetings, right? People sometimes dress down a little bit if they know they don't have any client meetings that day. We're going to do the exact same thing. Now, let's talk about talent pool, because, man, the three women that we have in social media, I would never have been able to find them in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So let's talk about the talent pool.
Well, when you have a virtual team, it opens you up. There's less geographical restrictions. There's a larger talent pool. You can go across the world mm-hmm. to find the right people for the job. And we lucked out, you know, we found our lovely ladies, you know, Kaylee, Jess, and Julia. We found them graduating out of a program that has just brought so much mm-hmm. to the organization and our team. They've blown it out of the park, and they've actually helped us expand and grow. And we can rely on them for other contacts, and they can reach out to other people that within that same program. We wouldn't have been able to find yeah. people, you know, within my area, Kirk's area, mm-hmm. your area, with that same talent pool.
Right. Lifestyle. Now, this is my favorite part, and you've already touched on it a little bit, but I want to dive into this just a little bit deeper. What have you experienced, and what are we able to implement from a lifestyle standpoint that other companies wouldn't, having brick and mortar?
Well, the first one for me is the more flexibility in my day. I can do what needs to be done. You know, if I have to run out for an appointment, it's not like I need to book time off from work. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, quickly run out to my appointment, do what needs to be done. I get back home, I can log back in and get going. I can work whichever hours work best for my schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had to travel out west to visit family and deal with some family things. I have been able to take my work with me. I go out, I do the work that needs to be done while everyone's sleeping, and I go do what I have to do during the day with my family and deal with that. And then in the evenings, I'm able to continue, log back in, mm-hmm. work away, and be able to still be productive, but I'm able to travel and be wherever I need to be in order to help with the family issues. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, it probably is one of the best things that has happened to me. You know, I live very far away from most of my family. So it's a, you know, 5-hour flight. I need to go out there. There's time change. And having that flexibility to be able to bring my work wherever I am and be able to do my work wherever I am has been just a relief.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we're very task focused here. We're not time focused. And that's another major shift for us. You know, we have a team, two people and soon to be three in the Philippines. They basically work while we're sleeping. What am I going to micromanage them at 3 o'clock in the morning? No, we send them the work. They send us the work back. Right. And that's, again, that's part of our culture. That's part of who we are. And, you know, we just know that Mark Anthony, who's one of our audio engineers, you know, his wife is 3 months pregnant and we're super excited. And you sent him some baby blankets, a quilt and some bibs just to, you know, say, you know, good luck. Welcome to the, you know, we're so happy you have another member of our family and your family too, because, you know, we really do try to be very family focused. And when we do onboard somebody, that's part of my job as the CEO, is sitting down and talking with them and saying, look, family's first. So, you know, and Lisa, I've used you as an example. Look, Lisa had to travel all the way across Canada, right, to be able to sit down and take care of some stuff family wise. She did it. I'm not going to, what am I say? No to that? I mean, what a bad person I would be if I said, no, you can't do that, because we know that you have the flexibility that if you need to log on, you need to answer questions, you're still somewhat available. But we also wanted to give you the space, the mental space, especially to deal with the stuff that you need to. Now, your commute is up a flight of stairs. My commute is down a flight of stairs. Only traffic jams either of us hit are our pets. I have a St. Bernard and he is a heck of a speed bump. But so we don't really have to worry about that. We are a very environmentally friendly company. We try to do whatever we possibly can to reduce our carbon footprint. I want to talk about stress, though. I'm just going to leave that with you. So let's talk about how this lifestyle is so different in a virtual environment when it comes to stress.
Well, I can tell you for sure that the commute, I was commuting over an hour each way to work before. Yeah. So I would get in the car at 6:30 in the morning. And I would arrive at between 7:30 and 8 o'clock into the office. And you can imagine, I go through, you know, the four seasons, and in snowstorms or heavy downpours and things like that, my commute could possibly double. Mm-hmm. So that alone, just taking that stress and all of those cars and out of my life, that's just brought me down about probably 100 pegs. Mm-hmm. The just not having to get up and get into the car and, you know, rush to get somewhere and be stuck in traffic, that alone has taken off years of my life, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. The also just not having to worry about, you know, office politics, things like that. You know, when I was working in a corporate world, there were hundreds of employees there. There were, you know, lots of different things that were happening. And, you know, you're not only managing the job, you're managing those hundreds of personalities. And I traveled a lot as well for work. So not only would it be a commute just into the city, it could be beyond that. It could be into other areas of the country, or, you know, it could eventually end up in the other areas of the world. So it has reduced my stress a lot. It also helps, you know, you as a, you know, having young family members, things mm-hmm. like that, you know, you've got children, you need to take a quick 5-minute run to the school to pick someone up because they're sick. Mm-hmm. You have that flexibility. You're at home, you're close, you can run away, like run out and do what you need to do at that point. You know, if there's something really important that needs to be done during the day, you can do those things. So just that, you know, when you're in a corporate world and, you know, you're in an office, it's not as easy to just walk out and, you know, run and do an errand if you have to do it. And there's just more flexibility in the job and in your life mm-hmm. to be, you know, when it's a virtual team.
I remember in the last corporate environment that I worked in, you know, if somebody took an extra long lunch, like there'd be buzz all over. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're taking an hour and a half, you know, and that's that office politics, you know, so, oh my gosh, did you see what she was wearing today? You know, that sort of stuff. You know, we really don't have to deal with that, which is very nice. Let's also talk about cost, because we have already talked about the profitability aspect of the company, but let's talk about the personal cost of working virtually.
Well, you know, again, the commute, that's a big one. You know, if you're driving into the city, you know, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour, you know, there's less wear and tear on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. The gas prices continuously keep going up, so it's a higher cost. And maybe you don't even need the second vehicle now, mm-hmm. you know, so that's a income, you know, or a cost that you can save in your house, mm-hmm. in your household. And then there's also, you know, maybe you have a little bit of a out of pocket for the higher internet, you know, packages and maybe a newer computer, things like that. But those costs outweigh, yeah. you know, you're working from home, you're not paying for lunches, you're not going for coffees, you know, the closest or the furthest coffee shop is your kitchen, you know, so everything's there for you. Oh, maybe you forgot milk, you have to run out and grab some, mm-hmm. you know, so just little things like that. Those out of pocket expenses are just incredible that you're saving when you're working from home.
We, and I know you are too, so all of the team members are able to write off things on their taxes too that you normally wouldn't be able to write off. My home office takes up a very specific square footage of my home. I'm able to write off a specific amount of my mortgage, utilities. I mean, I have teenage boys, so I've got blazing fast internet that, you know, a percentage of that is paid for tax free by the business. That's something that I would miss a lot, is the fact that I'm literally getting a discount on my mortgage because I do work from home. I love being able to go up and grab a sandwich. When my kids are in school, I love, you know, when they come home from school, I can run up and give them a hug real quick. I just say, you know, ask them questions. How was school today? That sort of stuff. But there can be productivity issues with this. So this isn't all, you know, wine and roses, everybody. There are some issues that we do need to be upfront and honest about. So let's talk about some of the productivity things that we've had hurdles with. We really haven't had a lot, but let's talk about some warts here too. Do you mind, Lisa?
Sure. You know, working from home does bring its own challenges, right? So we have, you know, interruptions of, you know, could be distractions within the house. You know, it's summer holidays, there's children around, you know, people are coming in, they're having conversations with you, you're trying to get work done, you know, phones ring, you know, family commitments, people are coming in and out. Those are normal, you know, virtual restrictions and challenges that sometimes we have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have those in the office too. You know, in an office, there's water cooler talk. There's, you know, people walking by. There's daily interruptions, you know. Mm-hmm. It can be employees from, you know, other departments stopping by someone's desk, having a conversation. There was a great show on TV last night. Mm-hmm. Water cooler talk, right? It happens. So those same challenges happen whether or not you're virtual or you're in an office. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's about managing that and, you know, trying to manage people's time. We have those, we say there's less interruption.
Well, I don't think you qualify for the less interruptions, Lisa.
So, you know, it's funny. We laugh about this because, you know, working virtually can be less interruptions and distractions. But in my life, I am a bit of the hub.
Yeah.
So I do chuckle when I, you know, when I hear that there's less interruptions in a virtual world, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I make sure that, you know, everyone has what they need to get through the day. Mm-hmm. I help answer questions throughout the day. We've got new employees. I'm trying to help, you know, train them, get them on board. And I'm also helping everyone who's already been in place for a few, you know, for a long time, trying to help them get to the next step and get them better and more productive in their role.
Yeah.
So it's a balance, right? It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter whether or not you're in an office mm-hmm. or you're at home. There's still going to be interruptions.
One of the reasons we made the switch to cameras on was, you know, 70% of communication is nonverbal, and many people don't know that. But the expressions, the gestures, all of those things are really important for you to truly understand what was going on. And we did have some interpersonal issues when people were texting too much or Skype messaging too much without picking up the phone and having a conversation, because tone is very difficult to read when it's only text. So we have implemented a cameras on policy. That's vital for us. Just so that we can feel like we're much more connected. And I love the fact that there is, as the CEO, you know, I don't, like Lisa, I don't just walk into your office, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to just Skype you, video Skype you out of the blue, because now, but I would have probably done that if we would have been, you know, in an office space. I would have just walked by. You would have seen me walk by. I would have interrupted you, you know, if I needed something. Well, we don't do that here. What we do is, you know, I'm going to message you, you know, through Skype. Hey, do you have a minute? And you know, the best part about it is you can say no. Mm-hmm. No, Matt, I don't have a minute. I got 19 freaking thousand things going on right now. So give me a call in half an hour. That is something that I know in a lot of, especially the open workspaces, that there are so many distractions with just people walking by. And if I, you know, I put myself on do not disturb, I turn on some music and, you know, I can focus on a project, where that would be very difficult for me because I would seem then antisocial if I was in a workplace, a brick and mortar. If my door was closed, my shades were down and you heard loud music, people would say, what the hell's going on with that Matt guy? Okay. So we've talked about resources. We've talked about big picture productivity. You, by the way, are the reason why we're as productive, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. We've talked about a lot of the benefits. We talked about the lifestyle stuff. What else do we need to talk about with the virtual space?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, is we set up certain things so that we all stay connected. We have a biweekly 30-minute check-in meeting where we all come to the table. We're all on Skype. We see each other. We talk. We tell each other what's happening, what's going on. What are we struggling with? We have those conversations. And we set that up so that everyone would be connected. We could all hear each other, see each other, talk to each other, get to know each other better. You know, being virtual, it's not as easy to build relationships. Mm-hmm. Our team has been incredible. I have worked on virtual teams before in a corporate world, and I can say we have such great connection, this team. We check in, we make sure that things are, you know, we know what's going on in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. And we have our bi-weekly meeting, but we all connect almost every day. So I don't think there a day goes by where I don't speak to at least half of our staff, sure, half of the employees. You know, it probably most days I talk to everyone. That is one thing you need to do. You need to stay connected. You need to build relationships just like you do when you're in an office environment. You need to find out what makes people tick, what, you know, maybe what makes them not tick.
Right.
And you also want to make sure that you have that personal connection. Know what the pets' names are. Know who family members are.
Finally, just to kind of put this all into a bow, I want to say that out of the 11 people that we have on the team, I have only been, I've seen you in person, Kaylee in person, Kirk in person, and Eric in person. I've never met anybody else in person, never shaken their hands. I've never looked them in their eyes. And honestly, I feel like I know as much about them and their lives as I do with my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And we handle clients from every time zone all over North America. And I would love at some point, well, actually, you hear this all the time. So we hear from clients that they feel like they're getting an unbelievable level of service, even though I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think I've actually met any of our clients, not face to face, not in person. We do everything virtually. What do you think about that? How do we as an organization still try our best to provide the best customer service as we can without brick and mortar?
Well, I think in any office, there's a lot of times when you work with clients that aren't in your city. It doesn't always happen that your clients are right there. So our clients know that we're here, we're doing work, we keep them informed, we have Skype conversations with them, mm-hmm, we call them on the telephone, we email, they know we are always working to make sure that they're, you know, whatever our deliverables are, mm-hmm, we make sure that those are getting out to the client. So I don't think that they notice whether or not we're in the same office or not. They find out eventually that we are virtual, or right off the top, they find out we're a virtual team. They have a lot of questions about how we do it.
Right.
They love what we do. They see that we're always producing. And if they can't reach one of us because one's on vacation, they know that the other ones, mm-hmm, are able to help out. So to them, it is just like working in a, like that we are in a brick and mortar office, but we're not.
Right. And in fact, just so everybody knows, if you can't reach anybody, you just basically reach out to Lisa. But with that said, the reason why we did this podcast, everybody, is because we have been getting so many questions from our existing client base and in through social media about, you know, how do you run a firm this large with this many clients, with this many team members and employees, and still do it virtually? And I think the most important component is the hub. And you can't, well, I don't believe you can run a successful financial services business without a hub. And you definitely cannot run a virtual team without a hub. So if you don't have that number two, that director of operations, that Lisa, if you don't have that person in place, this is impossible. You have to have that person who can coordinate things. But there's, as the coordination continues, and when that hub, so when our director of operations, Lisa Ferguson, when she is, you know, communicating with everybody, and then what Lisa does very well is then she brings me in, or Kirk in, or the other people on the executive team, so that we're continuing to build relationships too. But the director of operations position, this hub that Lisa's talking about, it doesn't matter where you are, if you're virtual, if you're brick and mortar, if you have two offices across the street, you have to have that number two. In fact, we've done podcasts on that. I've written papers on that. I used to coach on that. It's vital to have that person, because then everybody else is able to stay in their lane. Lisa's lane is the hub, right? So that's what she does, which allows all of us to pay attention to what we need to pay attention to. Lisa, what else do we need to know about this, and what can we do to wrap up the podcast today?
I think just making sure that you're open-minded to the idea. You know, there are incredibly talented people out there that maybe, you know, they can't commute, or, you know, maybe there's restrictions and they just can't get into a physical office. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Think about how they can help you grow your business, because, you know, those people are out there. They could be the most talented person. They could probably be your best employee, and you just haven't met them yet.
Right. Magnificent. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for your thought leadership today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have any other questions about virtual teams, we will probably be breaking this down even more with more and more podcasts about this, because especially when you're looking at trying to create a very effective marketing back office, a lot of times those people don't exist in your area, and it's going to be great to be able to do exactly what Lisa said, which is to find more people, and you just have a much larger footprint to find. And if you are environmentally friendly, if that's something that's important to your company, working virtually is magnificent. Our carbon footprint is very, very, very small. We like it that way. And we also just like the fact that we have an international company, and different people do different things with different cultures. And we try to do our best to be as sensitive to all of that as possible. So, well, for everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, for Lisa, our Director of Operations, if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know somebody who is struggling with a virtual employee or would love to have the opportunity to create a virtual office, please make sure you share this podcast with them, because I think there was some pretty good information in this, and it will hopefully turn the tide so that you can realize that if you want to hire millennials specifically, ding, 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 virtual employees are very, very important. A lot of millennials who are super uber qualified really want the lifestyle that we've built in at Top Advisor Marketing, and they're going to want that lifestyle with you. And this is one of the best ways to have it. So we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.